welcome to another episode of the podcast. You know, there is no hard and fast rule for when I interview someone and when I eventually produce their episode. And so it was with a lot of shock that I kind of understood it had been 6 months since I'd interviewed Natalie Bedard. And going through producing the podcast, I thought to myself, why did I wait so long? But I do think that all events are divinely timed. And considering that Natalie talks about self-care, self-healing, being good to ourselves, how to regulate our nervous systems, I mean, that's all stuff I've recently been diving into in the last couple months. And so for me, it makes perfect sense that it's been 6 months because I needed to kind of enter the arena of self-care and self-healing and nervous system adjustment. And then hearing this podcast, well, everything became clear. And let me let you know that Natalie is very plain-spoken. And her miracle this episode, one which she can talk about seemingly cavalierly, but I know that it is not cavalier, that she doesn't take it lightly, is that one day she went into the hospital and they discovered lesions on her brain. And her story of how she overcame that and found a way to wholeness, found a way to wellness, it's absolutely shocking. Shocking and surprising, because I think many of us will get a diagnosis like that and think, okay, it's over, game over, my life is over. But Natalie, she did exactly the opposite. And that's what makes this interview so captivating. So now, my interview with Natalie Bedard.
So anybody knows that if you don't have a diagnosis, you don't have a plan. So I was in the wilderness and I really, you know, went through a different relationship with death. I went through a different relationship with God. And there was a surrendering of finally coming into trusting myself, trusting into the voice and the guidance that was in me that seemed crazy to other people and just didn't make sense. Yet every time I listened to it, it was very profound. Well, like I said previously, I almost died over 10 years ago. I had lesions in my brainstem and my cerebellum, and my body completely shut down. So I was hospitalized for almost 40 days. And when the medical system doesn't understand what is causing, you go through a battery of very painful tests. I had lumbar punctures, some might know as a spinal tap. I had biopsies done. I even had radiation put into me in the amount that they said if I went to any border, I would be detained wondering if I was a terrorist, which I was like, I thought we're supposed to stay away from radiation. And they chuckled and they said, well, science is funny like that. So we have to do certain discoveries to find things. In that, as I said, they told me because of where the lesions were and how big they were, that they were only giving me 6 months and that if I did survive, I wouldn't be walking, I wouldn't be talking, I'd need assisted devices and just practically a crippled. And so I was actually transferred from one hospital to another because they were going to do a brain biopsy, yet one person, the head of the doctor said, you know what, we've been doing all these biopsies and these spinal taps and everything's coming back atypical, that there's something there, yet not giving us information of what is the root cause or what's the diagnosis that we can give. So they're like, you know what, we're going to release you because there's not much more we can do, yet we don't want to do a brain biopsy because we could do more damage than good. So anybody knows that if you don't have a diagnosis, you don't have a plan. So I was in the wilderness, and I really, you know, went through a different relationship with death. I went through a different relationship with God. And there was a surrendering of finally coming into trusting myself, trusting into the voice and the guidance that was in me that seemed crazy to other people and just didn't make sense. Yet every time I listened to it, it was very profound. And there was a lot of times where I got guidances and I was, you know, fighting back and being like, I'm not doing that. Like, are you insane? Like, I am not. And it's just a gentle, like, this is what's presented, follow through or try to do it on your own. And sometimes I try to do it on my own and I'd fumble and get some results. Yet the guidance within me, when I listened to it, it blew my mind of how simple of a process there could be, yet how much conflict was in me to really follow that guidance. And so there was a lot of warrior work of really understanding my biology, understanding the spiritual aspect, understanding the human side. And like I said, I learned that meditation a year after. And that's where it brought more profound of connecting into my nervous system, into the which, you know, holds your vulnerability, which holds that self and that, you know, higher power, that life force that is connecting all of us. There were so many miracles in this past 10 years that when I explain the things, people's mouths are dropping. Like, I was in the hospital and one of the twins got kicked out of daycare because they were having behavior. They were only 4 at the time. And of course, you're going to have behavior when your mother's in the hospital and being told that you're going to die. And I was a solo parent at the time. So I'm the only one to regulate, yet I'm not capable of doing it. Then, you know, I had bills that were unbelievable. They were all paid off. I had to retire from my work. Thankfully, I worked in the government, so I was able to get a medical disability. So yet there was an adjustment before I could get that. I had to go on to unemployment and insurance, which is called EI, and had to change my whole lifestyle and budgeting and all these different things. Yet that allowed me to learn about how I was using spending to soothe myself. And then that gave me a different relationship with money and currency. And then, you know, as I said, the spiritual practice of my parenting and going even more profound of not running away from myself and better understanding myself and empowering the twins with their critical thinking. So there's like so many miracles, and I'm a living testament right now of, you know, I'm able to walk, I'm able to dance. I still have significant pain in my brain at times because of the scarring where my brain lesions were in my brainstem and in my cerebellum. Yet it's nothing to what they had given me as a prognosis. And even, you know, the neuroscientists and neurosurgeons, sorry, and my neurologist and even my general practitioner, they're like, we have no idea how it got there and we have no idea how it rectified itself. And when I would explain the mindfulness and what was going on internally, they would say, yeah, it sounds like some mindfulness, yet they weren't even open to be curious to want to find out more to be able to, you know, possibly impart this to other patients. Yet that was my own, you know, battle within. And that's why I decided to create Lift Oneself. And it took a lot of meditation because my doctor was like, you almost died. So you cannot go back into a workforce because stress will kill you this time. And so she's like, I'll allow you to do it a little by little. Yet once that stress gets activated, you're out. And I'm in a place where I'm being filled with the energy. And I can just be myself and not try to create these personas of validate me and look how great I am. It's like, I already know what I have to offer. So really understanding what the law of attraction is and being able to attract those things. And when I get dysregulated, because this nervous system has gone through a lot in these, you know, I'm 50 years old. So the past 5 decades, it, you know, a lot of people think healing is everything's going to go away and everything's magical and you have arrived somewhere, and that's not what it is. It's really understanding when you're triggered to get yourself back centered and grounded and be able to have that honest communication with yourself. So that's what I help other people to go within, to be curious about their biology, find out what works for them, and create the tools that they will consistently remind themselves. And when life is impermanent, new experiences come up, that they can navigate those tsunami of waves internally and remember, oh yeah, I have to regulate this nervous system and come back into grounding within myself and creating that safety in the body.
Enjoyed this interview and this conversation with Nat, otherwise known as Natalie Bedard. There will be a link in the episode show notes to her website so you can check her out and maybe book your own discovery call with her. I really appreciate her attitude. I so admire her confident way of moving in the world and her confidence in not only her own self, but her own self's capacity to heal. It was a good reminder and one that I needed this week. And I know there are a lot of us out there that probably need the same message. So take it to heart. Take it to heart this week. I want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast. Do remember that sharing is caring. And so if someone around you is having a hard time, having a hard day, say, hey, I've got this podcast that lifts my heart, lifts my spirits, sometimes makes me laugh, but always reminds me that this universe is magical. And here it is. I mean, please share the heck out of this podcast. We'd love to bring the good news of the beauty of the universe to more and more people. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Natalie. Have confidence in yourself that you will be able to heal. Have confidence in yourself that you can handle anything. That whatever slings and arrows of outrageous fortune the universe, this creation, throws at you, you've got it. You can handle it. You've got the chops. Because Natalie certainly looked around and understood what didn't work and then changed everything. And what didn't work and changing that actually saved her life. So be like Natalie. Have confidence in yourself. Have confidence in this universe. And slowly build a relationship of trust with that which we cannot see. You know what I'm talking about. That energy, that spirit, that divine echo that makes this universe move. It wants to talk to all of us, and it's just waiting for you to begin the conversation. See you next week for the very next episode. And until then, I hope your week is filled with laughter, with joy, and conversations with strangers who ultimately become your friends.